sir. Today's daf is Brachas daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. We will begin with daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Yomer of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Shloisha Dvorim, there are three things, Hamarich Behen, if someone does them for a long time, Arichin Yomav Ushnaisav Shaladam, they cause a person to live a long life. What are these three things? Hamarich B'tfilase, a person who davens long, Vahamarich HaShachani, a person who sits by his table for a long time, as Rashi explains, and the Gemara will tell us this soon, he enables Aniyim to be sustained from what he is eating at his table, Vahamarich B'beis HaKise, as Rashi says, Refuah Hiloy, if someone stays for a lengthy time in the bathroom, it is a medicinal benefit for him, and the Gemara will explain exactly what this means. The Gemara asks right away, "Vamarch b'tfilasim al yusahi." Is it a attribute for a person to have a lengthy tefillah? V'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan, and now we turn to Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. Kol hamarch b'tfilasoi u'ma'ayin bo. Anyone who has a lengthy davening and he is ma'ayin in it. What does ma'ayin mean? Rashi explains. Omer b'libo shetiyasu b'akashasoi l'fish espal b'kavana. He contemplates that his davening should gain favor in the eyes of Hashem. He earns it because he has davened with a great kavana, with great thought. If he does this, soif bo liday koev leiv, he will come to heartache. So we see that being ma'ayin in one's tefillah is not a good thing. Shenemar, from where is this learned? Toicheles mimushcha. If there is, the simple pshat in Techelas is a hope, but we are interpreting it from the word vayichal with Moshe, which means to daven, that if someone has a stretched out a tefillah, machla lev, that causes heartache. So this is one proof that it is not beneficial to daven long. Second, va'am Rabbi Yitzchak said, shloisha dvar maskirim, Avoid noise of shalom. There are three things which cause Hashem to remember a person's averus. As Rashi says, through these three things, shal yedei and mefash b'shim lamal b'masav, Hashem looks into his actions. Loimer b'teich zebes chuyaisa. This person thinks that he can depend on his merits. Nirimahim. Let's see what they are. What are these three things? Ve'elohein kir natui. Rashi says it's a makom sakana, a wall that is bending over, it's going to fall down. V'iyun tefillah, and here is our topic of iyun tefillah, so we see it's a negative thing. If someone delves into his tefillah and believes that as a result he should be zoche in what he is davening for. U'moyser din al-chaver l'shmaim, and one who Rashi says is by Teich B'Zchi Yosef, he thinks that he has enough merit and he is able to daven to Hashem and tell Hashem that he should punish his friend. So these three things cause Hashem to look into his own actions. So we have shown two proofs that being ma'ayin in a tefillah, being ma'arich in a tefillah, is negative. And how could we say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that it is Marich and Yomav Ushnaisav? The Gemara answers, Holoi Kasha. Hoda Ma'ayin Bo, Hoda Loi Ma'ayin Bo. Rabbi Yehuda was speaking about when a person is not dependent on his tefillah. Then it is meritorious. The person will live to a long life. However, if he is Ma'ayin Bo, if he is dependent on his tefillah, that it will cause Hashem to do what he is asking, there we say it is Koev Lev, it brings heartache. The heichi of it. What should a person do? Should a person not daven long? Should a person not have kavana? No. Of course, a person should daven with great kavana. However, he should not be ma'ayin. He should not depend on his tefillah and demand it from Hashem, but rather the mapish barachme, he should realize that even with his kavana and even with his long tefillah, he needs the great rachma of Hashem, and he should hope for Hashem's great mercy. V'hamarach l'shulchani, what is the benefit of being eating for a long time at one's table? Dilma osi ani, maybe a poor person will come. V'yoav le'en, be able to give him food from the table. Dichsiv, Where do we learn this from? A pasuk in Yecheskel. Hamizbeach eats sholish amishkavaya. Yecheskel was shown the diagram of the third base hamigdash, and the mizbeach there was three amis high. Uksiv, and concerning that same mizbeach, Hashem said to Yecheskel, "Vayidaber Eli, zeh hashulchan asher lufnei Hashem." Here the pasuk calls it a shulchan that is in front of Hashem. Pasuk from mizbeach. We began describing it as an altar, mizbeach. We see him. And then it ends off in Yecheskel as a table. What is the meaning of this? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Damar Tavayu, they both said, "Kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, as long as the beis hamikdash is standing, mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael. The mizbeach is a cause of forgiving Yisrael for any averes they have done. But va'achshav, now that we have no beis hamikdash, shulchan noy shalad mechaper lov, the substitute for a mizbeach is the shulchan of a person." And how is the shulchan a mechaper? How does it forgive a person from his averes? By giving food from the shulchan to the ani. V'hamar b'beis hakisim al yusehu. The Gemara asks, is it indeed an attribute for one to spend a long time in the facilities? V'hatanya, we learned in a braisa, asor dvor mevin esodim l'day tachtonis. There are 10 things which bring a person to have hemorrhoids, and they are ho'eichel alikadim, if one eats leaves of reeds, v'aligifanim, or leaves of grapevines, v'lulavi gifanim, or the shoots of grapevines, umayrigi behema, the non-smooth, rigid portions of an animal, v'shidri shodag, or the spine of a fish, v'dag moliach, she'enim mevushal kotzarchai, and a salted fish that is not completely cooked, v'ashosei shimrei yayin, and one who drinks the sediments, the leaves of wine, v'amakaneach besid, and someone who wipes himself after using the bathroom with lime, ubacharsis, or with a shard of pottery, or he wipes himself with a pebble that his friend had previously used, the Yeshurim, and some say another cause of hemorrhoids is af hatoyla atzma beis hakisei yosh medai. Someone who suspends himself, he squats, he is not sitting on anything in the beis hakisei, and that will also be a cause of tachtoinei. So what do we see from this last part of the brisa? That someone who spends too much time in the beis hakisei, it's harmful to a person. So how could we say, how could Rabbi Yehuda say before that, it's marichin yamav ushnaisav? So the Gemara says, loy kasha, that is not difficult. Ha demarch v'tali, ha demarch v'loy tali. When is it beneficial for a person if he's not squatting, he's not suspending himself? However, if he is marich, he's there for a lengthy time and he's squatting, that could be dangerous physically for the person, and therefore it is not a good thing for him to do. Like this noble woman said to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Beloi, "Panecha, your face, doimim lemegadli chazerim ulmalve berivis. It's so radiant, it's so shining, that it's comparable to one who raises chazerim pigs, and to one who lends money for interest." Because it is an easy work and great rewards in both of these fields, and the people who do it are therefore very happy people, and their faces shine with radiance because of their good lot in life. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yehuda bar Beloi said to this noble woman, Heming Nusa, Rashi says, Loshen Shvua. In other words, I swear to you, I am telling you something of faith, that Lididi Tarvayu Asirit, that my religion does not permit both of these things, not to raise pigs and not to lend money with interest. Ella, why is my face so radiant? There are 24 beis hakiseis from my place of lodging and until the beis hamedrash where I go to learn. The chazilna, when I go, bedikni nafshoi, I check myself, bekulo, if I need to go to the facilities or not. So according to this part of the Gemara is interpreting that which Rabbi Yehuda said, that Hamarech beBeis HaKisei does not mean that he is in one Beis HaKisei for a long time, but rather that he's Marech in the sense that from one Beis HaKisei to another, he checks himself whether he has to use the facilities, and that indeed is a way to lengthen a person's life on this world. It's very beneficial and medicinal for him. V'yomer Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said another memra, shloisha dvarim, there are three things that mekatzrim yomav u'shnaisav shel adam, that cause a person to die young. The first one is if someone is given a Sefer Torah to read. In those days, the person who was called up to the Torah, he read from the Torah, but he refuses to read. And if he would be unprepared to read from the Torah, it's understandable. We are talking about where, because of haughtiness, he refuses to be the one to read from the Torah, and that is mekatzer his life. The second thing is kaishal bracha. The cup of bracha levorech, he's given a cup for benching. The balabayas, where he is eating from, honors him. And Rashi explains that part of benching alakos is that a person says a bracha for the host. And he does not want to bench. By not benching, he's not blessing the host. So that's also a cause of a shortened life. And someone who in private acts haughtily, he has airs about him. If he does it in public, that may be necessary for his image of respect, to be respected. However, if he does it also in private, he's overbearing on the people around him. That causes his life to be shortened. And now the Gemara explains, Sefer Torah likros v'ene kairei, how do I know this? The Chassivit says a pasuk, ki hu chayecha the Torah is your life, orach yomecha on the length of your days. And therefore, conversely, if a person is not busy with the Torah, he does not want to read from the Torah, it shortens his life. If he's given the cup of wine by benching to bench, and he refuses to bench, it shortens his life. Hashem said to Avram that I will bless those who bless you. Here, as we explained from Rashi, the person is refusing to bench, and thereby is refusing to bench the balabayas. So we can learn from the pasuk by Avram, conversely, that those who do not bless you, they are cursed, and that will mean a shortened life. Why do we find in the pasuk, as Rashi brings down, the chsiv, ayomis yosef v'cholecha, first Yosef died before his brothers, and then his brothers died. Why did that happen? Because he acted with airs in front of his brothers, and that caused his life to be shortened. The Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Shloisha Tzrichim Rachim, there are three who need mercy directly from Hashem. For what are these three things? Melech Toiv, a good king, to have a good king in a country. Shana Toiv, a good year. Chalom Toiv, a good dream. Melech Toiv, the Gemara now explains how each one of these things are dependent directly on Hashem, Hashem's mercy. Dechsev Palge Mayim, streams of water, like streams of water, Lev Melech Biyad Hashem, is the heart of a Melech in the hands of Hashem. So we see that Hashem is directly intervening in a king's heart. Shana Toiv is also dependent directly on Hashem. Dechsev Tamid Eini Hashem Alekecha Bo, Hashem's eyes are constantly in it. Mireishis Hashana V'ad Achor Shana, from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. So we see that Hashem is concerned with each and every year from beginning to end. Chaloyim to have a good dream to siv, atachli mein, ivet chayeni. Hashem gave me a dream and he caused me to live. So we see that Hashem is directly involved with dreams. Om Rabbi Yochanan, shloisha dvar machriz aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. There are three things where Hashem himself calls out on, and this is connected to the Gemara before, as we shall see. The Eluhain, and these are the three things: Rav Soiva, hunger, and when there is enough to eat. So these would be included in what we said in the Gemara before: Shana Toiva, to have a good year of plenty and not of hunger, is dependent directly on Hashem, and Hashem calls out about hunger and having enough to eat. Uparnis Toiv, we said in the Gemara before that a Melech Toiv is dependent on Hashem's mercy directly, and here comparable, the Gemara says a Parnis Toiv, a leader of a community, a good one, is also called out by Hashem directly. Rav Dichsiv Kikor Hashem LeRav, Hashem called out about the hunger. Soiva Plenty Dichsiv Karasi El Adogan, I will call out to the grain. Vihir Bisi, I say, and I, Hashem, will make it multiply, there will be a lot to eat. Parnas Toiv, how do we know Hashem calls out about a good leader, Dichsiv. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lamor, Re'eh Karasi B'Shem Bitzala. Look, I have called out. I, Hashem, personally have called out in the name of Bitzala. Rashi says, with the Hagoyis Habach, that Hochein Es Levavcha, Re'eh means that you prepare your heart, meaning Tein Einecha B'Davar. Look into this deeply, that I myself, Hashem, am calling out that Bitzalel will be the one to build the Mishkan. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein Mamidim Parnes Al HaTzibur. We do not select a leader over a community, Elim Kain Nimlacham HaTzibur, unless we take counsel with the Tzibur which he will lead. How do we learn this? From Bitzalel Shenemar. Re'u kor Hashem b'shem Bitzalel. Look, Hashem is called out in the name of Bitzalel, and the meaning is, Amar Le'Akadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe hagen alecha Bitzalel. First, Hashem consulted Moshe himself. Is Bitzalel proper in your eyes to lead the Jewish people? Amar Loi. So Moshe answered to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Im lefanecha hagen, if you consider him worthy, lefanai lekoshkem, so certainly who am I to question your judgment that he is Roy, he's proper to be a leader. Certainly I accept it. On my lawyer, Hashem said to Moshe, Afal Pikein, even though I agree, and even though you agree, Leich Amor Lahem, go to the Bnei Yisrael and tell them, and ask them, consult with them, whether they want to accept Itzal. Halach, the Amor Lahem Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Klal Yisrael, and he said to them, Hagen Alechem Bitzalel, is Bitzalel proper? Do you accept him as your leader? Amru Loi, so they said the same as Moshe had said to Hashem. Im Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulufanecha, Hu Hagen. If Im Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulufanecha Hagen. If in front of Hashem and in front of you he's proper, Lufaneinu L'Koshkin, so certainly we accept him. Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rav Yainasin. Bitzalel, why was he called Bitzalel? Hashem Chachmasai Nikra. He was called that because of his great wisdom. And the Gemara explains, B'shosha Amr L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. When Hashem said to Moshe, Leich Amor Lo L'Bitzalel, Aseli Mishkan, Orim V'Kelim. Let Bitzalel make for me a Mishkan, the house in which the Shechina will reside, Oron, the ark for the Luchos, and Kelim, and the other vessels of the Mishkan. So the order was first the Mishkan, then Oron and Kelim. Holach Moshe, Moshe went, and when he gave the instructions to Bitzalel, V'hafach, he turned them around. And he said to Bitzalel, I say Aron, V'Kelim, V'Mishkan. First the Aron and the Kelim, and then the Mishkan. Amar Loi, so Bitzalel, when he heard this command from Hashem to him, through Moshe, said to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Min Hagish L'Adam, the way of the world is that Adam Boina Bayis, a person builds a house, V'Acherkach Machnas L'Toyche Kelim, and then, once he has a place where he can store the vessels, then he brings in all the furniture of the house. V'Ato and you, Oimer, you are saying, you told me, Aseli Aron V'Kelim U'Mishkan, first the Aron and the Kelim, first you made the vessels, and then you made the Mishkan. Kelim Shani Oisa, the Aron and the Kelim that I'm going to be making, Lahechan Echnisim, where am I going to put them into? I don't have a house, I don't have a place to store them. Shema Kacham Alecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps you told me the command from Hashem differently than what Hashem himself told you. Maybe Hashem told you, Asay Mishkan Aron V'Kelim. Maybe Hashem told you to first make the Mishkan and then make the Aron V'Kelim. Amar Loi, so Moshe responded to Bitzalel, Shema Bitzel Kael Hayisa. Maybe you were standing there in the shade of Hashem, V'yadata, and you knew what Hashem had told me. In other words, Moshe was marveling at the Chachma of Bitzalel, and that's why Bitzalel was called Bitzel Kael, that he was in the shadow of Hashem, and he had such wisdom to know exactly what Hashem had told Moshe. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Yoidei Ahoye Bitzalel Letzaref Oisiyoy Shenivru Ben Shemayim Boris. Bitzalel knew how to connect the letters with which the heaven and earth had been made. For an explanation of this Gemara, one should look at the Or Gedal Yo from Hagoyin Rav Gedal Yishor Zitzal, the first piece in Sefer Shmois, where he explains that in Lashon Kodesh, the letters, each letter symbolizes certain strengths, and the combination of letters create the essence of entities. For example, a sus, when Adam HaRishon gave each one a name, it wasn't a name like is given in the Gentile world, but rather Adam knew the power of a samach, he knew the power of a vav, and he knew the power of a samach at the end of the word, and together he knew that these three letters put together describe exactly the essence of a horse. And so too, Bezalel knew how to connect the letters of Lashon HaKodesh and put them together, and with that he knew how Hashem created heaven and earth, knowing the essence of what the letters in Lashon HaKodesh stand for. Where do we see that Bezalel had this wisdom to know how to connect the letters with which Hashem created heaven and earth? Ksiv Hacha, it says here concerning Bezalel, Vayimalo Oysoi Ruach Lekim B'chachma U'Besun V'das. Bezalel had the spirit of Hashem, he had wisdom, he had understanding, and he had knowledge. Uksiv Hasam, and it says there concerning Hashem creating the world, that Hashem had these very attributes of Chachma, Bina, and Das. Hashem b'Chachma yasad arts. Hashem with wisdom established the world. Koinen Shemayim b'Tvuna. He established the heaven with understanding. That's Bina. Uksiv. And then another pasuk says Bedatoi Tohaimus Nifka. With his understanding, he was able to break through the depths. So we see that Bezalel had those very same attributes of Chachma, Tvuna, and Das. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen Chachma, El Lamishi Yesh B'Chachma. Hashem does not give wisdom only to a person who already has wisdom. Shenamar, the pasuk says in Daniel, Yov Chachma Sol Chakimin, Hashem gives wisdom to the wise, Umando, and understanding, knowledge, Liyode Bina, to those who understand Bina, how to discern things. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim explains, how does one get the first Chachma? And he explains, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, that part of Chachma, the way that a person can maintain his Chachma is only through grounding a Yisod, a foundation of Yira. So Yiras Hashem is itself part of Chachma, and that's what it means that Hashem is nice in Chachma to someone who has Chachma, which means he has Yiras Hashem. Shama Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava. Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava heard this. Va'amra Kamed Rav Avua, and he said it in front of Rav Avua. Amar Le Rav Avua said to him, Atam Ahasam Asnito Allah. You learned it from that pasuk in Daniel. Anan, we. We learned it from a different pasuk. The Chsiv, it says in the pasuk, "Ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma." In the heart of every wise person, whose heart is wise, I have given chachma. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said the following things about dreams. A brief introduction into dreams. The Meforshim tell us that there are basically two types of dreams. They may have derivatives, but the basic two types of dreams are one of nevuah, of prophecy, which most of the next Amud will discuss, and at the end of Amud Beis we will find the second type of dream, which are here hurei liboy, what a person thinks about all day, he dreams about at night, and we will see examples of this in tomorrow's daf on daf nun vav Amud Aleph. Now we are speaking about the dreams of prophecy, such as the ones that Yosef had, that he would become king, and this itself was part of the disagreement between Yosef and his brothers. Yosef was having dreams of nevuah, and the brothers thought that he's having dreams of being a king, Hamolech Timlech Aleinu, that he was thinking of all day of being ruling over them, being a king over them. And that's what that caused to part of the disagreement between Yosef and his brothers. But Yosef, in fact, was having the chalomos of a nevuah, of a prophecy. Amar of Chisda, kol chaloim, a person should dream any kind of dream, v'loy tavas, but not a dream, as Rashi says, tavas means a tainus. A dreaming, if a nevuah is given to a person in a dream that he was fasting in the dream, that is not a good omen for the person. Va'amar Rav Chisda, and again Rav Chisda said something about dreams. Chalma d'loy mifshur, a dream that has not been interpreted, ke'igrit d'loy mikra, it's like a letter that was not read. In other words, the dream will have no effect unless it is interpreted. V'yomer Rav Chisda, again Rav Chisda said about dreams, Lechal matava makayim kulei, a good dream is not fulfilled completely, Lechal mabisha makayim kulei, and a bad dream is not fulfilled completely. V'yomer Rav Chisda again said about dreams, Chal mabisha adif michal matava, a bad dream which causes, as Rashi says, a person to do tshuva, that has more merit to it than a good dream. V'yomer Rav Chisda, Chalma Bisha, a bad dream, it's Ivuse Misache. The sadness that a person has when he thinks about this horrible dream that he had, that itself causes that the dream should not be fulfilled. It annuls the dream, because he's already had Yisurim from the anguish that he's had over the dream. And likewise, Chalma Tov, a good dream, the happiness that he has over having a good dream, that itself takes away from the fulfillment of the dream. Amar Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, a saginor, he said, Chalma tava, a good dream, even to me, who I have not experienced much pleasure in my life due to my condition of being blind, but b'dichusei mefacholei, the happiness that I get from having this dream, that itself annuls the dream, and the good thing is not necessarily accomplished. V'yomer Rav Chisda, another thing that Rav Chisda said about dreams, Chal mabisha kasher minagda. If a person has a bad dream, that is more difficult to him than getting a malchus, than getting whipped, because the person anguishes over this terrible dream and it has a bad effect on him in a physical way. Shenemar, where do we see that a bad dream is something that causes a person to have mental anguish and fright? Hashem made that people should fear him. And how is that accomplished? Rabbi Baruch Hanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Zecholim Ra. That's accomplished through a bad dream that shakes a person up and gives him anguish, and that causes him hopefully to fear Hashem and do tshuva, which is the purpose of a bad dream. The pasuk tells us in Yirmiyahu, Hanavi asher itechaloyim, the navi that has with him only a dream. He doesn't have reality. He's a navi sheker, a false prophet. Yisaper chaloyim, all he's going to tell you is a dream with no meaning. But vasher dvorai itoy, but the navi who has Hashem's word, who's a true navi, a navi emes, yedaber divrei emes, he's going to speak words of truth. Ma l'tevin Esabar, what is the purpose of having wheat next to chaff? The false prophet is like the chaff. The true prophet is like the wheat. How could you compare one to the other? Num Hashem, says Hashem. But from this pasuk we see that the words Tevin and Bar are associated with Chalom, with a dream. So the Gemara takes up on this and says, what is the purpose of having these two words, wheat and chaff, connected with dreams? Just like it's impossible to have wheat without chaff, as we said before, the entirety of the dream will not be fulfilled. Every dream has some chaff in it, which is dvorim betalim, which are things that are of no value and will not transpire. Amar Rav Brechia, chaloyim, a dream, afal pishu miktsasi miskayim, even if a little bit of it is fulfilled, kulei ani miskayim, all of it is not fulfilled. Minolan, how do we learn this out from? Mi Yosef, from Yosef. Tichsiv, Yosef said in his dreams, V'hinei Hashemesh V'yirech, the sun and the moon and the stars, V'ahi Shatan at that time, and now we turn to Nun Hei Amid Beis, Imei Lehavis, his mother, the sun was Yaakov, the moon was Rachel, but his mother had already died. So we see that there must be some part of a dream that is not fulfilled. The Medrash tells us that it was fulfilled through Bilah. But our Gemara assumes that Bilah was also dead. So it must be that every dream has parts in it that are not fulfilled. Amar Rav Levi said, "La'olam yitzapa adam l'chaloyim toiv ad chav beishana." A person should look forward that a good dream can be fulfilled up to 22 years. Minol, how do we learn this out? Mi Yosef from Yosef, the Siv, the Pasuk says, Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shoras Rishona, that Yaakov's children, the main one was Yosef, and he was 17 years old when he left his father's house when he was sold into slavery. Uksiv, Yos ben Shloshim Shana, Abamdu Lefnei Pari. Yos was 30 years old when he stood in front of Pari. Min Shivsri Atlasa, from 17 to 30. Kamahavi, how many years were there? Atlasri, there are 13. Vishav, the Saveya, there were 7 years of plenty. Vitarti, the Kafna. And when Yosef saw his brothers, he told them, we are now in the second year of hunger. So that's a total of 13 and 7 is 20 and 2 is 22. Hachav Beis, you have 22 years that a person can wait till a good dream of the brothers bowing down to Yosef and Mitzrayim would be fulfilled. Amar Rav Huna, La'adam Toiv ein mar lo chalom toiv. To a good person, we do not show a good dream. La'adam ra ein mar lo chalom ra. To a bad person, we don't show a bad dream. Rashi, and on the side of the Gemara, we have in the Ein Yaakov also the same. It has a different girsa. Rashi's girsa in the Gemara here is La'adam Toiv, not that we don't show him a good dream, but rather Marun Loi Chaloim Ra, we show him a bad dream. What's the purpose of this? As Rashi says, in order that he should worry and he shouldn't sin, he shouldn't get complacent, and his sadness will forgive him for any averes he might have. And then Rashi has the gear said that La'adam Ra, to a bad person, Marun Loi Chaloim Toiv, we give him good dreams. The purpose of this is Kidei L'samchoi, Rashi says, Sheyoich L'lamai. He should eat up his world here, and as it's part of the reward that Hashem gives to a Rosh in this world, so that he will not be able to get reward in the world to come. Tanya Namichachi. We learned like this in the Brisa also. Kol Shneiser Shel David Loi Roch Halem Toiv. All the years of David, he never saw a good dream. And all the years of Achitofel, who was the advisor of David, and who later rebelled against David and joined his son Avishalom, who rebelled against his father, and he's considered a Rasha. So Loi Roch, Achitofel never saw Chaloim Ra. He never saw a bad dream, he only saw good dreams. V'haksiv, the Gemara Eini, as the Bach says, is this true? V'haksiv, we have a pasuk in Tillim where David HaMelech himself said that by a tzaddik lo suna elecha ra, that the tzaddik there will be no bad will befall him. The Amar of Chizda, Amar of Yirmi Bar Abba, what does this mean? Shlo yavilucha, that you will not become confounded. Loi chalom yisurim, not with bad dreams. Loi yirurim ra'im, and not with bad thoughts. Then the pasuk continues. Venega, and a plague. Lo yikrav alech, will not come close to your tent. What does this refer to? Shlo timsa ishtecha safik nida b'shosh atabam in aderech. When you come from the way, you should not find your wife in a state of being a suffix nida, being a suffix whether the husband is permitted to his wife or not. This would be considered a plague, and David HaMelech says it will not happen to you. So the question is, we see that a tzaddik does not receive bad dreams. So how could the Gemara before say that a tzaddik does receive bad dreams? Ella, the Gemara answers, Ihu loy chazulei. You're right. The tzaddik himself does not see the bad dream, but achrini, other people, chazulei, they see it. They come and tell him about it, and that's how he gets his anguish. The Gemara asks a question. It comes out that a good dream, as we learned before, la'adam toiv, eimar le'chalom toiv. You don't show him a good dream. We just learned that a bad dream, we don't show him either. So it comes out that he never dreams. Is that good? Is that good? If he never saw a dream, that's not good either. Rav Zeira said, a person who stays for 7 days, he's sleeping 7 days without a dream, he's in fact called evil. The pasuk says, a person who is satiated and goes to sleep, he will not be visited with anything bad. Earlier in the Masechta, we learned that this means if a person satiates himself before he goes to sleep with Divrei Torah, he will not have anything bad happen to him. But here, the Gemara is learning that the word Vesaveya, we take the same letters and change the nekudos, the dots, Al Tikri Saveya El Sheva. And then the pasuk has an entirely different meaning. Visheva Yolin. If for 7 days, as Rashi explains, Baal Yipokate, if he will not be visited with a dream, Ra, he is called Ra. Rashi says that actually from heaven they hate him and they don't show him anything. A good dream is beneficial for a person and a bad dream is beneficial also. It brings him to tshuva. But no dream means that they don't want to have anything to do with you in heaven. So how could you say that a tzaddik doesn't have good dreams and he doesn't have bad dreams? Elohachi Kamar, this is the pshat. The chaza, he does have a dream. But v'loyada my chaza, he doesn't know what the interpretation of the dream is. Amar Rav Hunabar Ami Amar Rav Hadas Amar Rav Yoichan Aroya Chaloim V'nafshe Aguma. The Gemara now is going to discuss something which is called Hatovas Chaloim. What does a person do if he has a very frightening dream? So if a person has a dream V'nafshe Aguma and he has much distress from his bad dream that he saw, Yelech V'yifterenu B'fnei Shalosh, he should go and have it interpreted in front of a bezin, in front of three people. So the Gemara asks, why should he do that? Yifterenu? Well, Amar Rav Chisda, we learned before on Amar Aleph, Chalmud Loi Mifshir, a dream that was not interpreted, Ki'igra Ta'ad Loi Makri, it's like a letter that was not read. So he's better off not getting it interpreted, and then nothing bad will happen to him from the dream. Ela'ema, the Gemara says, you have to say not Yifterenu, it should be interpreted by the Bezdin, but rather Yitivenu, the Bezdin will make it good, as we will soon explain how the Bezdin makes it good. The Mephorshim ask, if by not interpreting it, nothing bad happens to him, so why should he go to the Bezdin to make it good? And the simple answer, Lechara, would be that, in fact, nothing bad will happen to him if he doesn't get it interpreted, as Rav Chisda said. However, he has this mental anguish that he dreamed something bad, and that itself is causing him to have mental anguish. So if he wants to get out of that, he should go to a Bezdin who will say that the dream will come out good. Yetivanim of Neishloisha, what should he do? Lacey Plush should bring three people. Vilemul, you should say to them, Chalmatovichazoy, I saw a good dream. Vilemru Lei Hanach, and the other three should respond to him, Tavahu, it's good. Vitava Lahavi, and let it be good. Rachmona Hashem, Lashavi Latav Hashem should make it for good. Sheva Zimnin, according to the simple Pshat, these words, Sheva Zimnin, go with the rest of the incantation. Sheva zimnin ligzir alach min shemaya. Seven times they should make a gzera, a decree on in heaven. Dilahavi tavit, your dream should be good. Vihavi tavit, it's going to be good. Tosfos brings down that there are some who believe that sheva zimnin is not part of the incantation, but rather it is the amount of times that he has to say it and the three people have to respond. Seven times. Although Tosfos brings down that the re was only used to say it three times. The Lamra, not only should the Bezdin say what we learned before, but also they should say Gimel Hafuchai, three psukim which turn something from bad to good. The Gimel Peduyos, and three psukim that speak about redemption. The Shalosh Shlaimus, and three psukim that speak about peace. What are these nine psukim? So the Gemara elaborates. Shalosh Hafuchai, the first one is Hafachta Misbedi Lamachali. You turned my sad state into dancing. Patachta saki, you opened up my sackcloth, vitazreni simcha, and you girded me with happiness. That's pasuk number one. Oh, the pasuk number two is os tismach besul b'machol. Then a young maiden will be happy with dancing. Ubachur muzikenim, and young men and elderly men will be happy yachtov together. Vafachti aveilim l'sasayin, and I will change around their mourning into joy. And this pasuk speaks in Yirmiyahu about when Klal Yisrael will return from the Golus. And finally, the third pasuk is Hashem did not want to listen to Bilam, but Yahapoy, Hashem turned around the klala of Bilam that he wanted to curse the Jews, and he made it into a bracha. Shalosh Peduyos, three psukim of redemption. The Siv, because the pasuk says, Pada v'shalom nafshi mekarvli, he redeemed my soul in peace from all the battles that were fought against me. And then the pasuk says, Ufeduye Hashem Yeshuvan, and those who redeemed well with by Hashem will return. They'll come to Tzion with the pasuk continues with song and everlasting joy. And the final pasuk of Pidia of redemption is Vayomer Amel Shol. The people said to Shol, what happened over here was that Shol was about to fight the Plishtim, and he made a rule that no one should eat that day. They should fast. And Yoinasan was unaware of the king's rule, and he took some honey and he ate. And then the king found out about it, and he wanted him to be killed for rebelling against the decree of the king. And the people came to Shaul and said, "Hayoinasan Yomus, should Yoinasan die, Asher Asa Yeshua, that he did the whole Yeshua, he saved us. He didn't know anything about it." And they were able to be poded, they redeemed his soul from getting killed by Shaul. Now comes the final three psukim, Shaul Shleimos, three psukim of peace, the Siv. Boire Niv Svasayim, Hashem will create a new speech of the lips, Shalom Shalom, Larachai Vilakaroi. Peace should go to the one who is far away and the one who is near. And this speaks about Nimoisha Mashiach, when there will be Shalom to all the nations of the world. Amemer Mazutra, the Pasuk continues. That was the first Pasuk. The second Pasuk is Veruach Lofsha Asamasi. This is speaking about after Shaul died. So Binyamin Yehuda declared their loyalty to David HaMelech, and Amasi came. He was the head of the captains, and he said peace to David. And the final pasuk is Vamartem Koy Lachai. This is what David said. He said words of greeting when he sent a messenger to Novel. And he said, so should be, this success should be for life. Va'ata Shalom u'beischa Shalom. So again, he uttered words of peace. And this is the last pasuk which is said by the Beis Din when they do Hatovas Chaloyim. Amemar, Umar Zutra, Rav Ashi, Avi Yasser, Bar Yadadi. These three Amoraim were sitting together. Amri, they said, Kol chad v'chad minan, each of us, they should say something that their friend never heard before. And we bring this Gemara in because the first one has to do with dreams. Pasachad minan, one of these three began, v'amr, and he said, Hai mandu chazachalma, a person who had a dream. V'lo yadim haychaz, he doesn't understand what he dreamt. Leikin kami kahana, he should get up in front of the kahana. Kahanim, the idna de parsi adayu, when they stretch out their hands in duchanin, v'lei mahachin, he should say the following, Rabbanu Shalom, Hashem, ani shalach, I belong to you, v'chalom ha'isi shalach, my dreams are yours, chalom chalamti, I dreamt a dream, v'eni yodei, and I do not know mahi, what it means. So now, and this is what we say it on Yontiv here in Chutz Laretz, we say it, this tefillah is said, when the Kohanim are chanting a chant without any words, because when they're saying the Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, those words, a person of course has to have Kavana, and he should not say this tefillah. So we continue, Bein Shechalamti Ani La'atzmi, whether I dreamt it on myself, Bein Shechalamti Chaveira, whether my friends dreamt it on me, Bein Shechalamti Alechem, whether I dreamt it about other people, Im Toivim, if they're good, Chaske, make them strong, V'yamtze, Kelchalam Yosef Shal Yosef, like the dreams of Yosef, who dreamt about his brothers, who after 22 years, those dreams were fulfilled, V'im Shechim Refu, and if they need to be cured, reform, cure them. Kimei Mora Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, like the waters of Mora, which were bitter, and Moshe Rabbeinu threw in a stick and it became sweet. Ukimiriam Tzarata, and like Miriam who got cured from her tzaras. Ukichiskiyo, and like Chiskiyo HaMelech, who was told by Yishai that he would die, as we had earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud, and Chiskiyo said, I have a Kabbalah from my father that a person should never give up. And he was mispalt Hashem, and Hashem said that he would live another 15 years. Ukamei Yericha Yidei Elisha, like the waters of Yericha, who the people of Yericha told you, Elisha, they are sour, and Elisha threw in salt, and it became sweet. Ukeshem Shafachta Kilas Bilam Harasha Lavracha. Just as you turned over the klala of Bilam Harasha, and you made it into a blessing, so you should turn over all my dreams for good. And as the Kehanim are finishing their bracha, their chant, he should end his tefillah exactly with them together. In other words, Verech Hashem v'yishmerecha, when they say the word v'yishmerecha, he should end his tefillah. And the Ani Tzibur Amen, the Tzibur answers Amen, and that Amen will go on the bracha of the Kehanim. It will also go on his tefillah that he just said at the time that the Kehanim were duchening. The way we have these words in the Gemara is v'iloi, And if not, he should say the following tefillah of Adir Bamorim. The Gra and the Bach take out these words, and the Gra tells us that the Rif's Girsa and the Rush is V'chimahadre Kahane Apayu. When the Kahanim turned their backs around, Le'imahach, we should say the following, and this is in fact our minig, Adir Bamoroi, that Hashem, who is the mighty one on high, Shaychem Igvur, the one who dwells with strength, Ata Shalom, you are Shalom, Shimcha Shalom, and your name is Shalom, Yehi Ratzim from the Echad, should be your will, Shetasim Aleinu Shalom, that you should put peace on us, and that is our minig, that we say this at the end of Birchus Kahanim, when the Kahanim turned their backs to the people. Pasach Idach, the other one, opened, and Va'amar, and he said, Haimain the Ayel Amas, a person who's going into a city, and he's worried about everybody looking at him, and he's worried, Dachil Me'ein Abisha, he's afraid of a bad eye. This is a spiritual force that can cause physical damage to a person. Linkai Zikva, let him take his thumb, the yad of the yamin of his right hand, the yad of the smiley should put it into his left hand, the zikva the yad of the smiley, and he should take the left thumb, the yad of the yamin in the right thumb, in the right hand. The lemach, you say the following, Ano Ploni Bar Ploni, I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, Mizar de Yosef Kasina, I am from the children of Yosef, and even though he may not be directly coming from Yosef, but this refers to all of Klal Yisrael, that we are considered like coming from Yosef, Dolei Shalta Bein Abishan, on Yosef, the evil eye did not rest, Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Ben Paris Yosef, Yosef is a very charming son, Ben Paris Aliyayin, he's very charming with the eye, Altikri Aliyayin, do not read it with the eye, but Ela Oile Ayin, with those who go above the eye, meaning that he is not susceptible to the Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef Chanina Amar, he has a different pasuk concerning the bracha given to Yosef. They should multiply much in the midst of the land, and the children of Yosef are compared to fish. Just like the fish in the sea, the water covers them up, and the evil eye cannot dominate over them. So too the children of Yosef. The evil eye cannot dominate them. If he's afraid of his own evil eye on others, let him point to the wall of his left nostril, and that apparently will ward off his evil eye hurting someone else. Pasach Idach, finally, the third of this group opened up, and he said, Haiman de Cholish, a person who is feeling sick. Yayma Kama, the first day of his sickness, Loi Ligli, should not reveal it to anybody. Kehecha de Loi Lisra Mazli, so that his luck should not become bad. And this is similar to what we learned before in the Masechta, Al Tiftach Pelasatan. A person shouldn't say things that are bad on himself, that will give strength to the Satan. So too, if he reveals the sickness right away, this gives strength to the Satan to harm him. Mikanveil, but after the first day, Ligli, he should reveal it, that he's sick. Ki Hadar Rava, as we find by Rava, Ki Habacholish, when he was sick, when he was ill, Yaimakama, the first day, Magli, he did not reveal it. Makamba Eloch, after the first day, Amrle Lashami, he told the servant, Puk, go out in the street, Achwiz, and let it be known that Rava Cholish, Rav is sick. Manda Rachmli, the person who is my friend, who has mercy on me, Liboyi, Rachmi, he will daven for me that I should get better. Manda Sanali, and the one who hates me, Lachdili, let him be happy that I'm sick. Why? Uksiv, it says in the pasuk, "Bin forlo yivchal tisma." When your enemy falls down, don't be happy. Uvikishloi, and when he stumbles, ayogal yivchal, you shouldn't rejoice your heart. Why? Because pen yira Hashem, because maybe Hashem will see you rejoicing at your friend's misfortune. V'rabeinav, it'll be bad in Hashem's eyes what you're doing. And what will Hashem do? The heishiv malav apa, he'll take his anger away from the person who's sick, and he'll put it on you who are happy with the sick person. So Rav says, "I'm happy whatever someone does, whether he davens for me to become better or whether he's happy that I'm sick." Shmuel, when he saw a bad dream, Omar, he said the following pasuk, the chaloimah's dreams, hashavi daber, they speak lies. There's no truth to dreams. When he saw a good dream, Omar, he said, he took the same pasuk and he used the hay of hashava, that their lies, he did it in a question form. V'chi ha'chaloimes hashava yidaberu. Will they speak lies? In other words, avada, these dreams speak truth, and a good thing will happen. Vaksiv b'chaloyim adaber boy. This is part of how Shmuel reacted when he had a good dream. Will a dream speak shava, emptiness, lies? Vaksiv b'chaloyim adaber boy. Hashem says, I'll speak to him through a dream. So in other words, there, Shmuel was trying to say that the dream will work out and will be positive and will not be lies. Rava ramiksiv. Rava, in fact, took these two psukim and made a contradiction out of them. One pasuk says, "B'chaloyim adaber boy," Hashem says, "I will speak to man through dreams." Uksiv. There's another pasuk that contradicts it, as we learned, "B'chaloyim hashava yidaber edat." "B'chaloyim will they then speak empty? They'll come true." According to this pshat, the Gemara is not learning that. The Gemara is learning, "B'chaloyim hashava yidaber," that they speak false. So this is the contradiction according to Shmuel. The first pasuk says that I'll speak to man through dreams, and the second pasuk, if you don't learn with the question mark, then it's saying that chalomas are lies, that Hashem will not speak to man through dreams. It's a contradiction. And for the Gemara answers like Kasha, not difficult. Kan ayudei malach, a dream of nevuah that comes through an angel, that is how Hashem speaks to man. But kan, where it is empty, it's lies, ayudei shei. It's through the Shin Dalid, these evil forces in the world, the dreams are meaningless. Amar Rav Bizna bar Zavda, Amar Rav Akiva, and here Rav Akiva is linked with Amaroyim, so it must be a different Rav Akiva than the Tana Rav Akiva. Amar Rav Panda, Amar Rav Nachum, Amar Rav Bira, Mishum Zak and Echad, in the name of a certain elderly person, Umanu, and who is it, Rabano? And he said the following, Esrim Varboa Poister Chalom is Har Yerushalayim. There were 24 interpreters of dreams in Yerushalayim. Pamachas once Chalamti Chalom, I dreamt a dream. Vahalachti, and I went to Eitzakulim, to all of them. Umash Pasur Lizeh, and what this one interpreted to me, Loi Pasuli Zed, this one did not interpret it the same way. The Kulam the Sky would be, all 24 interpretations of the same dream, all of them became fulfilled. The Kaim Ashenemar, to fulfill what it says, it seems that we're quoting a Pasuk, Kolach Alaymas Halkam Akarpeh, all dreams go after the interpretation of the mouth. A dream has in it, the imagery of a dream has in it, multiple interpretations that can all fit into the same image. Atu, the Gemara asks, Kol HaChaloyim is Halkam HaKarpah, are those words Krahu? We never find such a pasuk in all of Tanakh. The Gemara says, you're right, the words themselves are not found, but we learn it from another pasuk. It is related to a pasuk in the Tark, Rab Lezer, as Rab Lezer said, Amar Rab Lezer, V'nayin, how do we know? She Kol HaChaloyim is Halkam HaKarpah, Shenemar, Vayihi Kasher Pasul Lanu Ken Hoya. When they said over about Yosef's dreams, they said exactly the way Yosef interpreted, that's what happened. Amar Rab Lezer, so Rab Lezer says, Vayihi Kasher Pasul Lanu Ken Hoya. So this proves that everything goes after the interpretation of what Yosef had said to the Sar HaOifim and the Sar HaTabachim and the Sar HaYayin. Amar Rava. When does an interpretation work? Only if it has a relationship to the dream. If a person makes an interpretation that has no connection with any of the imagery of the dream, then of course the interpretation will not work. Shenemar, Ish kechaloymai pasar, that Yosef interpreted each person's dream as he dreamt. It had a connection with the dream. The pasuk continues there concerning the dreams that Yosef interpreted. Vayar sar ha'oifim, that the sar ha'oifim saw that Yosef had interpreted the dream correctly. Mino yada, how did he know? Amar Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer said, Malamed, this teaches us, shekol echad v'yechad hareu chaloymai upisun chalom shechaver, that each person was given by Hashem not only his unique dream, but he was given the interpretation of his friend's dream. So when Yosef said the interpretation correctly, they knew that his interpretation for each dream was correct. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hishkim Anafalei Pasul Tarpev. A person gets up in the morning, and the first thing that happens is that he starts saying a pasuk. So I raise you in the Nevuah Ketana. This is another form. It's not a dream, but it's another form of a small nevuah that Hashem wants him to concentrate on the meaning of that pasuk. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Chaloyim is Miskaimen. There are three dreams that are fulfilled. Chaloyim Shal Shachris, a chaloyim of the morning, Because if a person was dreaming things that he had thought about all day, and here we begin to switch into the other kind of dream of Hirhurei Liboy, what he thought about all day, if he was thinking all day, he would have dreamt about that at the beginning of the night. But if he dreams about it in the morning, that's a sign that it's coming from Hashem and it'll become Mekuyim. V'chaloyim, the dream Shechom Lechaver, that his friend dreamt. So again, his friend had no reason to dream about him. And since he did, that's also derived from Hashem. V'chaloyim, shenifter b'tach chaloyim. And when a dream is interpreted within a dream, that itself derived from Hashem, it'll become mekuyim. The yesher, and some say, av chaloyim shenishna, even a dream that was repeated twice. Shenamar, v'alishanay sechaloyim. Yosef told Pari, why was Pari's dream repeated twice? Because it's going to happen. We only show a person his dreams that he thinks about during the day. And here we are speaking about the second type of dream. They're Hurei Liboy types of dreams. Shenemar, because Daniel said to the king, Ant Malka Rayonech Al Mishkovcha Saliko. You, king, your thoughts coming to you while you're on your bed. In other words, you're dreaming about those things that you think about all day. V'iboy same, or from Mehacha, from another pasuk, V'rayoyne Levavcha Tinodea, and you may know what has occupied your thoughts. Again, you're dreaming what you thought about during the day. Amar Rava Teda, I'll prove it to you that the dreams come from what a person thinks about during the day. To Leimach V'lei Le'inish, we do not show a person. Le'dik Le'dava, a palm tree that is golden. V'lei Pila, not an elephant, the aisle that goes in, B'kufa D'machta, in the eye of a needle that he fits through. Why? Because since a person never sees these items in real life, so he never thinks about them. If he never thinks about them, he never dreams about them at night during his sleep either.